Sup, little bro? It's me, your big sister. Yes, I'm still alive. I called to tell you that I miss you. I can't wait until classes are done. Just one more week and I can see you again. I'm super excited. Considering everything here has been relatively boring and the homework just seems to pile every week, it's just made me miss you even more. Every night I hold my pillow, thinking of the days until summer break is here. Reminiscing the times we spent together. Remember the first time we kissed? It's still vivid in my mind to this day. We just got done with your 18th birthday party. It was a tiny gathering. You liked it that way. Mom and Dad went to the store to get something, but you stayed home. Sitting on the couch, watching Netflix, while I was at the dining table, contemplating how I was going to confess my love to you. Because at that point in time, I was tired of holding in my feelings for you, little bro. You just know me better than anyone, and I knew that if I didn't come out and say it, someone was going to scoop you up. And that scared me. I don't know why, but as I sat right next to you on the couch and asked if we could talk, something instinctual just came over me. And I kissed you, right on those beautiful lips of yours. Your lips were soft and warm. I felt sparks as we slipped from one another's embrace. But at the same time, I felt guilty because I thought you were going to condemn me for doing such a disgusting thing to you. I mean, your own sister kissing you on your birthday? Of all days? But you didn't. You went in for another kiss as you put your hands around me and held me closer to you. I couldn't believe it. You actually loved me. I wanted to cry. But I knew it would break up the moment, so I just held on to you, little bro. I rubbed your chest with my hands, feeling your body, wanting more of you. I moved my hands even lower, feeling your stomach and getting right to the bulge forming in your pants. I was so happy that I was making you get so excited. I saw your eyes just roll from me touching you down there. It was so adorable. But I knew we needed to do this elsewhere. If Mom and Dad came into the room, they would be completely repulsed by their own son and daughter making out and touching one another. They wouldn't understand us, so I moved away from your lips to tell you that we needed to go to my room. Do you remember? You nodded so quickly. It was super cute. And then you got up and followed me to my room where I locked the door behind us. I told you to sit on my bed and watch. Your eyes glued to my body as I took off multiple articles of clothing. Until I was naked. I knew you just wanted to just lay me on the bed and fuck me, but you were obedient and just sat still, enjoying the view. I came up to you and gave you kisses to show my appreciation of your obedience. I told you I wanted to see your body as well, since it was only fair. You took off your shirt and I stopped you at your jeans. I wanted to take them off and see how much you've grown, little bro. Nodding in agreement, I slowly slipped your jeans and underwear off your body, exposing your hard cock in front of me. I got on my knees, ready to put you in my throat. I gripped your manhood as you whimpered, setting me off. I couldn't control myself as I blew that cock like a whore. I bobbed up and down that cock, filling up my throat with such dirty noises coming from it. Your eyes rolled back, overwhelmed with pleasure from your big sis sucking your cock. I loved those cute reactions from you, trying so hard to stay in the game, when in reality, the pleasure was too much. During this, I cradled your heavy balls. You know, to give the family jewels some needed sister loving. I slipped your cock out of my mouth and wrapped my lips around the left nut, swirling my tongue, trying to get another cute reaction out of you. You bit your lip trying to hold back that pleasure, but you broke from it, letting out such a soft whimper. I'm sorry, little brother, but I have to rub one out. This story is just getting me so worked up thinking of what we did. If you want, you can stroke to this too. I can't wait to hear you call me back after hearing this voicemail. Who am I kidding? You've more than likely been stroking it from the beginning, haven't you? I can't blame you, though. I am a sexy big sis who loves to service her little brother. Now, let's get back to the story. Where was I? Oh yes, the right nut. You were practically burying your face into the mattress, trying your best not to whimper or moan. But alas, it was to no avail. I heard you moan once I got my mouth back on that hard, waiting cock of yours. You let out such a sexy moan, and it turned me on so much that I felt my legs quiver from it. I remember getting up right next to your ear and whispering, "Baby brother, you want me to finally ride that throbbing cock of yours?" You happily nodded, ready for me to take you. I got right on top of you, rubbing that dick over my entrance, teasing you so frustratingly slow. And then I put you inside me. You felt so amazing, brother. Your cock was filling my pussy so much. It was like we were made for one another. I moaned from your dick just entering me. It was so good. I had to cover my mouth just to be sure no one heard us. And you took that opportunity to thrust harder into your sister. You're such a naughty boy for doing that. But I loved it. And taking me for yourself, having me ride you so hard. Fuck. Little brother, you were so good, but I needed more. You remember the rest? I regained my composure and started bouncing on that cock again. You were in pure bliss, eyes rolled back and body arching. At this point, we were both close to that edge and ready for that sweet release. I told you I was ready to come, and you replied back that you were too. I asked if you wanted to kiss to the end, and your sweet head nod made me so happy. I whispered, "I love you," right in your ear, and then we proceeded to make out with one another. Both of us grinding our bodies against one another, and the pleasure building and building until finally we climaxed. You came in me thrusting as deep as you could, pumping me full of that cum, while I was wrapped so tight around that cock of yours, moaning and your body breaking from that heavenly orgasm. We sank into one another, giggling about the sinful things we just did to one another. It was complete bliss, It gets me so hot to this day. Fucking coming. Please come with me, little bro. Just the memory alone is gonna make me come. Wow. That was awesome. God. I miss you so much, baby bro. Just 7 more days, and then I'm home. And then we can get back to that passionate sex that we used to do. Wish you well, little bro, but I have to go. Have to make sure everything on the school end is finished, and then I'm home free, ready to suck and fuck you all break long. Love you, little brother.